It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another teen stabbed in the city, this time in Sunnyside, where the 17-year-old girl did not make it. Let's go to our Glenn Shuck.
There's still a very active police investigation here 8 hours after this happened. This is under the 7 train tracks here in Sunnyside. Two young women, they were fighting, first arguing verbally, according to witnesses, and then it got vicious. One of the young women pulled out a knife and stabbed the other in the neck. The 17-year-old was rushed to Elmhurst Hospital. She did not make it, though, and we have not learned her identity as of yet. Now, the same witnesses are telling us that the suspect who did the stabbing then got back on the elevated tracks here, got on the 7 train, but was apprehended a few stops away by the NYPD, and police have been questioning her through the night. No identity of this young woman either, and still no word is what these charges are. Haven't been filed yet, apparently, as that questioning goes on. Susan, a knife was recovered on the ground here on the crime scene. And again, still busy here. Probably want to avoid the area. The trains are running normally, though, as of now, through in the midst of all this. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 46th Street, Queens Boulevard in Sunnyside.
A star witness back on the stand today in the Trump hush money trial, where the defense is looking to discredit the former porn star who says she was paid to keep quiet about their alleged tryst.
Stormy Daniels will be tested with further cross-examination from Donald Trump's legal team. They are looking for inconsistencies between her testimony and some of the claims in her book. For instance, she spoke of how much she wanted to come forward with her story about Donald Trump after the Access Hollywood tape was disclosed. She would have done so without any payment, but of course, she was paid and sought payment.
CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Trump denies the affair. The defense on Tuesday pushed for a mistrial over Stormy Daniels' testimony, calling it extremely prejudicial. The judge said no, partly blaming the defense for not objecting more vigorously when she was testifying to stop her from giving more detail than she should have. Well, court won't be in session on May 17th so that Donald Trump can attend his son's high school graduation, although there are reports that Trump that night will give the keynote at the Minnesota Republican Party's annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner. Well, speaking of Barron,
former President Donald Trump's youngest son, Barron Trump, has been chosen to serve as a Florida delegate to the Republican National Convention. The Republican Party of Florida said that Barron will serve as one of 41 at-large delegates from Florida. Barron Trump has been largely kept out of the public eye, but he turned 18 in March and is graduating from high school next week. Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Trump's youngest daughter, Tiffany, are also part of the Florida delegation. The Republican convention is taking place in Milwaukee from July 15th to July 18th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The rape conviction of Harvey Weinstein here in New York was recently overturned, as you know, after the New York State Court of Appeals decided that too many women who were not part of that case were allowed to speak on the stand about their encounters with the former movie mogul. State Assembly member Amy Pollan is among those now looking to change the law to remove that legal loophole.
If that same perpetrator had wooed others and wined and dined them and brought them to a hotel room and then sexually assaulted them, and there was a pattern, then the perpetrator's words become suspect.
Pollan saying we don't need one more woman to be unable to prove her case. Prosecutors, meantime, are going to retry Weinstein, who remains imprisoned for a separate rape conviction in Los Angeles. It is a guilty verdict for Darius Padauk, the former urologist who worked at several big-name hospitals here in the city, was found guilty of sexually abusing patients over 17 years. That included five children. Padue could get life behind bars when he's sentenced August 19th. He worked at New York Presbyterian and Weill Cornell Medical Center in Manhattan, as well as Northwell Health on Long Island. In a statement, Cornell officials said they're heartbroken for these survivors and have already begun new patient safety programs. A spokeswoman for Northwell Health said they were deeply disturbed by the information revealed during the criminal trial. She declined, however, to comment on the pending civil cases. More than 225 former patients have filed lawsuits. Both the city council speaker and the Legal Aid Society have asked them to do it. Now the city Department of Investigation is formally looking into allegations that some top NYPD brass have used their official social media accounts to target both public officials and private citizens. Legal Aid attorney Jen Vinewald.
There are a number of posts that seem to implicate and raise a question as to whether those posts are promoting intentionally false, misleading, or inaccurate official statements from a government account.
Specifically, she points to one post in which Chief of Patrol John Schell said a Democratic city council member who had criticized the NYPD, quote, hates our city. In another, which made headlines, Schell misidentified a judge in a criminal case, falsely accusing her of letting a, quote, predator loose on the city streets. Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to the NYPD for comment and is awaiting a response. It's been nearly 3 years since Hurricane Ida caused deadly flooding in illegal basement apartments here in the city. Now, there's disagreement over the plan to get at least some of those homes up to code.
Last month, Albany approved a pilot program to let the city try and safely legalize cellar apartments in 15 of the city's 59 community districts. But Queens Assemblymember Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas says the plan omits neighborhoods where residents perished in the flooding.
Families in my neighborhoods have died and drowned in their homes. And I think it's really urgent that we look at these units and bring them up to safety.
She wants to include Corona, East Elmhurst, Jackson Heights, and Woodside in Queens, and East New York in Brooklyn. And Gonzalez-Rojas is fighting to get Albany to widen the program. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A new push by elected officials in New York City for New York State to limit the amount of plastic that companies can use in packaging. City Comptroller Brad Lander among them. Also Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch. They're among those urging Albany leaders to bring to a vote the Packaging Reduction and Recycling Infrastructure Act. Also on board, Judith Enck, the president of Beyond Plastics.
You walk around any neighborhood in the New York City metropolitan area this springtime, and you will see plastic litter everywhere. It's in our streets, it's up in our trees, it's in beaches and parks.
Well, the legislation would, over a 10-year period, cut in half all of the plastic packaging that is now used. Rahana's Cosmetics, Inc. in Herald Square busted for allegedly selling $1 million in stolen goods. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
Rahana's Cosmetics was well known to shoplifters who would willingly bring them stolen items. We allege that created a motive for shoplifters to steal, and thus that the defendants, we allege, were drivers of crime.
Bragg says the stuff, which also included electronic devices, designer purses, and even Lego sets, was coming from other stores. We're talking Macy's, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade. Two people, Bibi Rahana Khan and Aaron Khan, are looking at multiple counts of criminal possession of stolen property. A very sad sight in the city where an MSC cruise ship sailed into port with a dead whale across its bow. Yes, a 44-foot whale that got caught when the ship arrived at the Port of Brooklyn Saturday. MSC said it immediately notified all the relevant authorities who came out to remove and examine the whale. A necropsy was conducted yesterday. In a statement, the cruise line said it follows all regulations designed to protect whales and is deeply saddened by the loss of any marine life. A dog in Connecticut made like a cat with nine lives and survived falling off a 50-foot cliff. This happened at a quarry on Lower Road in New Canaan, where the animal shelter there got a call about the animal on Tuesday. An animal control officer investigated, even got help from a guy with a drone, but they couldn't find the pooch named Rippy. Long story short, guys working in the quarry heard barking. Animal control back on the case, along with members of the Northwest Rope Rescue Team, the North Canaan Fire Company, and North Canaan Ambulance. Well, they had to rappel 50 feet down to rescue Rippy, who his owners say had been stuck there since Saturday night. Incredibly, He's okay. Walk in the dark. Animal rescue organizations taking note of new CDC rules for bringing in dogs from outside the United States.
It doesn't matter if you have a cute face and tilted, friendly head. All dogs coming into the U.S. from other countries must be at least 6 months old and be microchipped. The new rules take effect August 1st and are meant to help prevent the spread of rabies. That's the date a temporary 2021 order suspending the importation of dogs from more than 100 countries expires. Some complain the new rules are too expensive, but others call them a good thing.
That's Allison Keys. The CDC says about 1 million dogs enter this country every year. Word that the Prospect Park Zoo is soon to reopen. It was closed nearly 8 months ago due to flooding damage from Tropical Storm Ophelia. Well, News 12 Brooklyn quotes a worker there as telling them that they've gotten the power issues fixed, but there's still some other stuff to finish before they can get back in business. No official word from the Wildlife Conservation Society, although the zoo did write on Instagram that reopening would happen this spring.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.